Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from MGM Park on the Mississippi coast, where it's a beautiful Friday night for baseball here between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Panda. Shuckers swept both games of a doubleheader yesterday to improve to 18-12 on the year. Trash Pandas sit at 14-16. Shuckers have won each and every one of the first three games in this series, trying to go for a series win here in game four of six from the Mississippi coast. Javon Blake along with you here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is bright blue skies, not a cloud to see around the horizon. Temperatures in the mid-80s as it's starting to feel like summer as we get set for action between the Shuckers and the Trash Panda. Shuckers got it done in a big way on the pitching side of things in game one of yesterday's doubleheader, a 2-0 win thanks to the staff's fourth shutout of the year. Justin Jarvis looked real good after being named the April Pitcher of the Month in the Brewers organization. No runs, two hits over five innings, and struck out four. While in game two, the Shuckers used Adam Seminaris, his best start, who allowed one run and one hit in five innings, and the Shuckers scored seven runs in the bottom of the first to make things easy for a 9-1 victory in game two. As is the usual on Fridays, we'll take a break, come back with today's pregame interview alongside the manager, Mike Guerrero. We discuss a ton of topics that concern the team's hot start, what's gone on the last couple of days as far as the maturity he's seen from this team and the growth from the youngest team in AA, and we get a little bit into what it means to have such good discipline at the plate and how that's trickled down from Milwaukee all the way down in the minor leagues. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, before first pitch at 6:35.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:35. Shuckers have taken each of the first three games of the series. As we move into today's pregame interview, I'm Javon Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Javon. Appreciate it, man. Team that's won four straight, three in a row in the series, and a doubleheader sweep yesterday. How good does it feel to kind of see everything come together the last couple of days?
Well, once you see that everything start clicking in, I think it's it builds out in a good momentum, in a good vibe, and the players buy into the stuff that we're trying to implement with them. I think it's showing off in a really positive wave, and you know, it's always great to once you're piling and it will reflect in W's.
One of the big things as well, and we've talked about this at length this year, about how this is a real young team, one of the youngest teams in all of AA, especially on the hitting side, where they're the youngest in AA. 30 games into the season, and with everything starting to click, what's the growth you've seen from this group from day one to here in game 30?
Well, you can see it. You can see it in every area, either offensively, the patience that they have, on the base path, aggressiveness, and show some instincts on the base path, and just being aggressive in all this area. Defensively, being which we work a ton, you know, is that's in all the areas. You know, pitching wise, everyone has contributed one way or the other. Everyone has grown into what we're looking for, and there's so much space to grow, so much space to get better at, especially as young as we are. There's so much space to grow, and that will tell you how good can they be in the future.
I think you just made thousands of Brewers fans very, very excited with the fact that there's still room to grow for this team that's been terrific so far. But you talk about the defensive side. I don't think there's a team in the Southern League that works more on defense than your team, and it's played out in a big way. How fun is it, and how exciting is it for you to see all the hard work pay off on the defensive end?
Well, this is something that we preach from the get-go, is something that we like to ingrain into our players, that there is two sides of baseball, offensively and defensively, and we take pride just as much as we do in offense, we do in defense. Our players, you know, are really buying into it, and you know, this is we tip our hat to them because they keep working hard, because there's a lot of space to grow, and they're getting better.
One of the big things that came down the pipeline this week is Tyler Black and Justin Jarvis swept the Brewers Minor League Player of the Month Awards. First time two Shuckers have won the award in the same month since 2017. What's it been like to have those two guys on the team and have those two guys be a real big part of what's going on here in Biloxi?
Well, I think the hard work that they have done is paying off early in the year. The energy and the sweat and all the, you know, like I said, hard work. These guys have been working hard, you know, right from February 13, and some of them a lot earlier. You know, to see it paying off early in the year is gratifying. I do think that we haven't seen the best out of the two. And you know, hopefully we can work in this and stay in the same path that we are. You know, and just joyful to see that they're you know, the hard work are paying off, and I'm looking forward to see how they finish up.
It's going to be real exciting over the next 5 months to see how things shake out. And another guy who's really heated up in a big way is Wes Clark. It seemed like ever since the middle of that Montgomery series, he's been a man walking on fire. What's impressed you the most about Wes over the last week or so that he's gone off?
Well, he's starting to make swings with more confidence and making hard contact to all field. I do think he's a guy that can carry our offense in the middle of the lineup, and he can do damage. We, you know, he had a slow start, and I think he's going, the arrow is pointing up, and we are looking forward for him to continue the next 5 months. I think his offense is important, and you know, just make everybody excited. And when we see that all the good at bats that he has given us.
One of the big things as well this year has been the team discipline at the plate. It's something that's shown up time and time again. How much has it impressed you, hitting coach Chuck Caulfield, Christian Correa as well, Nick Stanley too, the amount of pitches that most guys swing at that maybe an inch off the plate that your team is taking time and time and again to draw those walks?
Well, it's something that we're trying as an organization, pray to, hit strikes, and pitches that you can hit with authority. If you're able to control that at this level, you're gonna be able to have actually hard contact more consistent in a consistent way. And the more you do that, the more chances are that as you move up the ladder, also you're gonna be successful. So it's something that we pride as an organization, and we're trying to do and teach and continue to remind everyone: strike zone, strike zone, strike zone, swing strikes. That is really important for us. It's really important for our development. It feels, we're happy on the path that we are.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch this team. A lot of guys pointing that arrow up. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Excited to watch it continue over the next couple weeks. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it. And, just looking forward to keep working hard with these guys. I think it's exciting. As you mentioned, youngest team at this level, and so much room to grow and so much good things for waiting to happen for these guys.
Well, excited to see it. Skip, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:35.
Just a couple moments away from first pitch here in Biloxi. The Shuckers take the field with Tobias Myers on the mound. We're back after this with first pitch. This has been today's pregame show. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Jordan Murray. Dives! Got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss. He's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Murray swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Welcome to MGM Park on a Friday night. It's beautiful. The sky is blue. There's not a cloud in sight. Tobias Myers is on the hill, and the Shuckers look to take the series against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Welcome inside our coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. Jabik Blake with you throughout the night as the Trash Pandas come in at 14 and 16. They've lost 7 of their last 9. The Shuckers have gone in the complete opposite direction, 18 and 12. They've won 4 in a row, 7 of their last 10, and 6 straight against the Trash Pandas, dating back to the last series between these two teams in mid-April. The righty Tobias Myers shows the rubber for the Shuckers tonight. Myers, a guy who's been good to start the year, makes his 7th start on the season, has been tripped up his last 2 timeouts, has allowed 8 earned runs in 8 innings pitched, but a season high 6 in the 3rd innings. Last start, 4.50 the ERA and big strikeout numbers, 41 strikeouts and just 7 walks in 30 innings. Starts off with the righty Kyren Parris for Rocket City. Levon Soto bats second. Edgar Caro in the 3 spot. Orlando Martinez behind him, the first 4 in the order. Myers works from the first base side of the rubber. Righty kicks and fires home. Fastball called strike 1 on the inside corner, and we're officially underway. First pitch time tonight, 6:36 p.m. on a 79-degree and cloudless night here in Biloxi. 0-1 delivery. Misses up high. And the count evens up, 1-1. First pitch weather, 79 degrees and sunny. Wind in from left. 1-1 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Wind in from left at 7 miles an hour. Parris steps out. Parris, a guy who's hit 235 this year with a 391 OBP. Myers delivers home. Fouled straight back. Count stays at 1-2. Myers is a guy who, through his first 4 starts, was terrific with Biloxi, trying to keep the good times rolling. 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses up high. Count evens up 2-2. He's a 4-pitch guy, fastball, cutter, changeup, and a curveball. He's been able to miss a lot of bats this year. That's been one of the most impressive parts of Myers' game. Pitch home, curveball, called, strike 3. There's his first strikeout of the night. Fluttered it in at 79 miles an hour. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Levon Soto. Myers' strikeouts today, 41. That was tied for 5th in the Southern League. First pitch to Soto. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Soto hitting just 200 on the year with the 357 OBP back in Double-A. Gone hitless in the series. Pitch home. Misses up and away. Count evens up, 1-1. Soto's a guy who started out the year with the Salt Lake Bees in AAA. 1-1 delivery. Lifted in the air, out towards right center. Churia drifts back, hangs under it, and makes the catch. Second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down to start things off. Gives us a chance to set the Shuckers defense. Noah Campbell is in left. We just met Jackson Churio in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Third to first around the infield. Tyler Black, Ethan Murray, Freddie Zamora, and Xavier Warren, with Jefferson Caro behind the plate. Edgar Caro is at the plate. First pitch to Caro. Called strike on the inside corner. Caro, switch hitter in from the left side. Hitting just a shade under 300 this year. 299. Myers delivers. Lifted in the air down the left field line. Black from third chases after it into the Rocket City bullpen. And it drops out of play. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Nobody on, and a scoreless game just underway here in Biloxi. Caro steps back into the box, very back of the left-handed side. Myers picks up the leg and delivers home. Ground ball through the left side and into left for a base hit. Black, the third baseman, was shifted over. Caro able to punch it through. Continues a good series. Extends the hit streak to 4 straight. reach base in seven straight. Runner on first with two away. Left-handed hitting Orlando Martinez steps in. Guy who's carried the Rocket City offense this year. Myers delivers. Lifted in the air behind home plate, fouled. That goes 0-1. Martinez hitting 308 with 26 driven in. 11 more than anybody else on Rocket City. Between him and Caro, the two of them have really been the stars of this lineup. Myers' open delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. A beautiful pitch. That goes 0-2. In their home whites with their blue BS cap. Rocket City in their road grays. 0-2 delivery. Fastball up and away. And goes to 1-2. Myers sent with a runner on. Now delivers. Fouled back. Count stays at 1-2. Eight strikeouts last time on the hill for Myers. That came last Saturday against Montgomery. Game where the Shuckers lost in 10 innings. 1-2 delivery. Misses low, bounces in Icaro's glove. Myers slipped. Spiked it about 10 feet in front of the home plate. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delivers home. Curveball tips into Caro's glove, and that ends the inning. 2 strikeouts for Myers, bookends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Scoreless after a half inning. Lane DeMarceau to the hill for Rocket City, while the Shuckers come up for the first time tonight. This comes up after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom of the first inning, back in Biloxi. Good to play back with you at MGM Park. Shuckers and Trash Pandas scoreless as Landon Marceau toes the rubber. 2-2 on the year with a 3.58 earned run average. Makes his sixth start of the year. 27 2/3 innings, 7 walks, 18 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .282 against him. Shuckers' order starts off with Noah Campbell, then it's Jackson Churio, Tyler Black, and Wes Clark to round out the top four. Campbell in from the left side. First pitch to him. Fouls it off his front foot. And goes 0-1. Campbell has been one of the best hitters in Shuckers' lineup. Leads the team with a .292 average. Second in the Southern League with a .944 OPS. And in a year where offenses really come and gone in waves around the Southern League, the average OPS is about 50 points lower than what it is in Major League Baseball. 944 is terrific. 0-1 delivery. Campbell takes the curveball, called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Marceau out of Metrairie, Louisiana, delivers to the plate. Campbell takes away. Count goes to 1-2. Marceau, a third-round pick of the Angels back in the 2021 draft. Kicks and fires home. Campbell fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The righty Marceau kicks and fires. Campbell lines it back up the middle. One hop by Soto in the center for a base hit. It just keeps on rolling. Nice Teodosio fires it in from center. Noah Campbell, for the second straight game, leads off the Shuckers order with a single. He's tallied a hit in 8 straight. He's reached base in 10 straight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. Shuckers got scoring started early in Game 2 yesterday. They swept the doubleheader, went 9-1 in Game 2, and scored 7 runs in the first inning. First pitch to Churio. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Churio this year hitting 250 with a 294 on-base percentage. Ball off first, scoreless here on the bottom of the first inning. Marceau sets the bell. The pitch home. Churio lines it in a left for a base hit. 108 miles an hour off the bat. Churio reaches base for the third straight game. Now runners on first and second with nobody out for Tyler Black. Edgar Caro walks out from behind the plate. Knots up the arm and the mask. Defensive signals. Back in from the left side. First pitch to him. Dribbles it foul back towards the dugout. Count goes to 0-1. Black this year hitting 274. Team high 466 OBP. And league leading 990 OPS. The pitch home. Black tips it foul. Count goes to 0-2. Campbell at second, Churio at first. Shuckers have a lot of speed on the bait pass between those two guys, and then you add in the guy at the plate. And the team that runs wild at the top. Pitch home, misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Black, the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch home. Black ticks up high. Count evens up 2-2. Marceau allowed a season high 5 runs last time out in the loss of the Tennessee Smokies. It was a rough series for Rocket City. Lost 4 of 6 to the Smokies. Marceau's 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Good job by Black to stay alive. Spiraled around. Helmet almost fell off. Count stays at 2-2. Remember, Rocket City was a team that last season dominated the Southern League. Many thought it would be the Trash Pandas and the Biscuits in the Southern League Championship Series. And then both teams were upset in the first round of the playoffs. 2-2 delivery. Black throws it foul again, this time on the third base side out of play. Now stays at 2-2. Trash Pandas lost to the Smokies in the North Division Championship Series last year. Marceau delivers home. Black takes inside. A good take. Count goes full. It's an organizational initiative this year to really take a lot of pitches. Swing at strikes was the big thing the manager Mike Guerrero talked about in our pregame interview today. Black's better than just about anyone else in minor league baseball at doing it. 3-2 pitch. Misses inside, and they're loaded up. Campbell to third. Churio to second. Black to first. And it brings up the righty West Cork. Hero already out to the mound. Shuckers in the trash pan to scoreless here on the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers yesterday scored 7 runs in the first inning on 1 hit. It's been a little different today. Campbell and Durio both smacked it hard. But Black works a walk and now reaches an 11 straight. And it goes from one guy who's been red hot at the plate to another. West Cork digs in from the right side. He's already homered once in this series. Bases loaded, nobody out. Infield in for Rocket City. First pitch to Cork. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes to 0-1. The Shuckers have just dominated Rocket City offensively this series. 11 runs between the two games yesterday. The pitch home. Cork takes a pitch at the knees for strike two. No balls and 2 strikes. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers looking for their first run of the night. The pitch to Cork. Wave and a miss and a curveball. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Black at first, Churio at second, Campbell at third here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and Trash Pandas scoreless. Fourth game of a series from MGM Park. First pitch to Zamora. Right-handed bat, takes strike one on the inside corner. Shuckers have been one of the better teams in minor league baseball this year with the bases loaded. Showcased it last night. Were 3 different bases loaded walks. Pitch home is a curveball that misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers this year with the bases loaded have a 243 average. Think, all right, okay, that's okay. Their OBP is 475. 1-1 delivery. Zamora chops it foul. And in the stands on the third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. If you're a hitter, a 475 OBP for a season is a ridiculous number. To have it in a situation where the ability to score runs is the easiest is massive. The 1-2 delivery. Zamora taps it on the ground, rolls it back up the middle, under Harris's glove, and in the center for a base hit. Campbell comes home, Churio rounds third and comes home. The throw to second, not in time. Zamora slides around the tag, the throw beat him, and a nifty slide went around Levon Soto's glove, and it's a 2 RBI double for Freddy Zamora. It's early, 2-0 lead for Biloxi. Brings in his 19th and 20th runs of the year. Sometimes you don't have to hit it hard. You just have to hit it well. And that's exactly what he did. Rolled it into center field. And the effort in Caro comes up from the right side. That ball maybe went 10 feet into the outfield. One out, infield in, 2-0 Biloxi. First pitch, the righty Caro. Lifts it into the air. Center field, Teodosio comes on, makes the catch. Cork black tags from third. The throw bounces and is cut off by Mike Tyson. Sack fly from Caro drives in his 9th run of the year, and it's 3-0 Biloxi. Brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. 2 outs and a man on second. Pitch home. Curveball, called strike one on the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes away. Count evens up, 1-1. It's been a lengthy first inning for Landon Marceau. That throw is 27th pitch of the inning. Goes over to the plate. Rodriguez rolls it on the ground, right side. Soto at second, grabs it, fires the first, and that ends the inning. But not before a 2-RBI double from Freddy Zamora, and a sack fly from Jefferson Kiro makes it 3-0 Biloxi after one. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Shuckers lead it 3-0 into the top of second. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the second inning, the Shuckers lead it 3-0 for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch from Tobias Myers. Is a cold strike at the top of the zone to the righty Jeremiah Jackson. Shuckers got 3 runs, all in the bottom of the first inning. Myers kicks and fires home. Fouled straight back up and out of play. Count goes to 2. Shuckers now have 10 first inning runs in the last 2 days against the Trash Pandas. 7 yesterday and 3 today. Delivers home. Curveball lifted in the air out towards left center field. Churio ranges back. It's more towards center. And he makes the catch for the first out. Ryan Aguilar comes up from the left side. Shuckers lead things 3-0 here on the top of the second. Myers delivers home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Myers picks up the leg, delivers to Aguilar. Rolls it foul. Back to the screen, and the count evens up 1-1. Aguilar, 3-for-15 this year. He's driven in 2 and struck out 7 times. Myers delivers home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Couple of hops right to Warren. Taps the bag. 2 up, 2 down. Brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. It has been quick work for the Shuckers pitching staff in this series. They enter today allowing just 3 runs in the first 3 games. Myers delivers. Lifted in the air to right. Rodriguez in, makes a running catch. And that ends the inning. Well, how about that for efficiency? A quick 3-up, 3-down inning from Tobias Myers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through an inning and a half, it's 3-0 Biloxi. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
First pitch here in the second inning is driven foul. Deidre Warren down. Biloxi Shuckers and the Rapid City Trash Pandas. Game four of a six-game set. Shuckers won the first three. They lead it 3-0. Pitch to Warren. Lifts it high in the air, deep to right. Aguilar back track. Wall eight nails off the scoreboard, and it's 4-0. Xavier Warren's masterful series continues. His third home run in four games, and the Shuckers lead it 4-0. Fourth homer of the year, 19th run driven in. 101 off the bat, 354 feet. Heads back to the dugout with the Shuckers up 4-0. That got things started in a hurry here in the second. First pitch to the righty, Ethan Murray. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. What a series for Xavier Warren. Marceau delivers. Murray swings and misses. Count evens up 1-1. Pitch Murray. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Marceau kicks. Fires to Murray. Called strike on the outside corner. And he evens up 2-2. Murray this year hitting 230 with a 305 OBP. Pitch home. Misses low and away. Count goes to 3-2. Marceau kicks and fires to Murray. Misses low and away, ball four for the second straight inning. Each of the first two batters reach. Brings up the top of the order, and the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Digs in from the left side against the righty Marceau. Murray off first in a 4-0 game in the second. The pitch home. Fastball, called strike one in the outside corner. The pitch to Campbell. Lined, foul. First base side. And it was foul. And it was. It was foul by about maybe 3 inches. Hard off the bat. 99 miles an hour. count it, no balls and two strikes. Campbell started the game off with a bang. Single back up the middle. Theo delivered. Wave and a miss. Murray's off to second. The throw in time to strike him out, throw him out, double play. Second strikeout today from Marceau. Brings up Jackson Churi. Two away. Nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. Chuckers lead it 4-0. Marceau delivers to Jackson Churio. Hammers it foul. Off his front foot, spirals up the third baseline, and the count goes to 0-1. Marceau's 0-1 delivery. Churio takes a curveball away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. The pitch to Churio. Hammers this one down the left field line. It tails foul. And everybody scatters about in the Rocket City bullpen. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch to Churio. Taps it foul. Back towards the Rocket City dugout in the third base side. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Churio singled in the first to left. Ball that came off the bat at 108 miles an hour. The righty Marceau with two outs and nobody on. It's a long way to the hill. Now kicks and fires to Churio. Wave and a miss. Curveball ends the inning. But the Shuckers get another run. One run on a Xavier Warren homer. No errors, nobody left on base. We have the top of the third. It's 4-0 Biloxi. Tobias Myers back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast. Fixtures you can rely on. A Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. But you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Starter Tobias Myers has been staked to a 4-0 lead. Kevin Mikeyton first up, first pitch to him. Curveball that misses inside of the switch hitter who's up from the left side. The count goes to one ball and no strikes. Four runs on four hits for Biloxi. Myers delivers. Mikeyton fouls it back and out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Meanwhile, Myers on the hill, two strikeouts, and He's retired six of the seven batters he's faced. One batter that reached was Edgar Caro, who has really been one of the few bright spots in this Rocket City lineup in the series. Team that's scored all of three runs in the first three games. The 1-1 delivery lifted high in the air and deep to right center. Churio treks over towards right center. Wynn bats it down, makes the catch in the gap. First out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bryce Teodosio. Number nine batter in the order. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Lossie Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Teodosio fouls back the first pitch. Count it no balls and one strike as we welcome you back to MGM Park. Myers fires. It's up and in. Count evens up at one ball and one strike. If you're just joining us, welcome. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night with us here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live. The 1-1 delivery from Myers. Misses up. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Three in the first, one in the second. The pitch home. Fouled back. Count goes to 2-2. By the way, fans, you want to join the broadcast? Let us know where you're tuning in from on our Text the Booth line. Myers delivers home. Fouled back, and the count stays at 2-2. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from on a Friday night. Myers on the hill, stares in and fires home. Curveball, this is low, and the count goes full. First full count we've seen today from Myers. Just threw his 34th pitch of the night. Delivers home. Fouled straight back. Teodosio stays alive. Guy who's hitting 184 on the year. Hitless in his last six. Strikeouts have really been the big thing this year for Teodosio. 3-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner. Second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order on the righty, Kyren Paris. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the third inning from Biloxi. Myers delivers home. Paris hits it high in the air, out to left. Campbell retreats back on it, now takes a couple steps in, couple more, and makes the catch to end the inning. Seven straight retired by Tobias Myers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 4-0 Biloxi after 2.5. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Babylon.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Bottom three for Biloxi. Biloxi's black is bold to the Welcome back to Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Belly Live. Shuckers lead it 4-0 over the Trash Pandas. Landon Marceau, the righty, back to work. Righty West Cork at the plate. Marceau delivers home. Cork takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. Four runs on four hits for Biloxi. The pitch to Clark. Misses low. And the count evens up to 1-1. Shuckers got 3 in the first, 1 in the second off a solo shot from Xavier Warren. The 1-1 delivery. Clark waves and misses over the top of a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. That's been the go-to pitch from Landon Marceau. 3 strikeouts, all 3 on the curveball. Clark steps out, steps back in. Marceau delivers. Clark hits this one in the air towards center field. Tito Cio tracks back towards the warning track, gets under it, and makes the catch for the second out. Clark hit it hard. Only problem was he hit it to the farthest part of the ballpark. Two outs, nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers up 4-0. All righty, Freddie Zamora up at the plate. Marceau's first pitch. Zamora lines this one into center field. Teodosio over, and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. Two-hit day for Zamora. Halfway to the cycle. Doubled in the first, singled here in the third. Brings up Jefferson Cara. Zamora's really had a fantastic year for the Shuckers. Today is 8th multi-hit game of the year, tied with Jackson Churio for the team lead. Jefferson Cara in from the right side. Sack fly back in first inning. Marceau's first delivery. Cara hammers it hard but foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Zamora off first. Mike Ton, the first baseman, holds him on. 0-1 delivery. Cara tips it foul into Edgar Caro's glove behind the plate. The count goes 0-2. Edgar Cara and Jefferson Cara. No relation. Jefferson at the plate from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Cara behind the plate from Cienfuegos, Cuba. The 0-2 delivery. Cara fouls it off his back knee. Goes down to the ground for a moment. Now gets back up and tries to just walk it off. Assistant athletic trainer Tanner Bowes out to check on him. Cara just taking a moment. Actually got him on the front knee right above the leg guard. Manager Mike Guerrero comes out as well. Bowes pointing to the bottom part of the knee. Kind of you feel it, that bone part where it has the bottom half of your leg. Guerrero out to make sure he's okay as well. 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning, and all is good. Here's a tough kid. 20 years old. One of the top prospects in the entirety of the Brewers system. He's been in some tough places this year, but always right back to it. Back to the plate. No balls and 2 strikes the count. Marceau delivers. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes to 1-2. Zamora off first. Marceau sets, now delivers. Misses low. Cara looks back towards first, the catcher. Zamora darts back. Counts even, two balls, two strikes, two away. Marceau kicks. Zamora's off, throw over to first, throw to second, not in time, pops out of Soto's glove. And a sneaky stolen base from Freddy Zamora. Went off before Marceau went home, threw over to Maiton, who threw to second. Soto just dropped it. Chuckers seal their first base of the night, 66th of the season. And it's the sixth from Zamora. Now runner in scoring position. Marceau's 2-2 pitch. Caro lifts it high in the air, right side of the infield. Soto, the second baseman, under it. Couple steps into right, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Chuckers go scoreless for the first time tonight in a half inning. We head to the fourth. Tobias Myers back to the hill. Chuckers lead it 4-0. Back after this, Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back to the Chuckers lead it 4-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. One defensive change out for Biloxi. Jefferson Caro, who is nailed in the knee, fouled one off right below his left knee, has been taken out of the game. Hopefully just an injury precaution and nothing serious. Caro's out. Nick Hale now slots in behind the plate. So Hale now in. Hale slots into Caro's spot in the order, which is the sixth spot in the lineup. Myers back on the hill. First pitch to the lefty, Levon Soto. He's rolled on the ground, right to second. Zamora grabs it, slings it to Warren at first. And doesn't matter who's catching. Myers continues the good times. He's now retired 8 straight. Brings up the switch inning, Edgar Caro. You hope everything's okay with Jefferson Caro on the Shuckers side of things. Hopefully it's nothing more than a little bit of pain just to make sure he's good. Myers delivers home. Caro takes a strike on the outside corner. Caro is the only base runner that's reached tonight for Rocket City. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Curveball low. Count it, no balls and two strikes with one away. Myers picks up the leg, delivers home. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. Myers stares in, picks up the leg, delivers home. Curveball misses low. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch home, misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes with one away. Arrow back in. Myers on the hill, picks up the leg, delivers home. Wave and a miss. Another strikeout from Tobias Myers. This time brings out the curveball at 81. Two outs, brings up the lefty Orlando Martinez. Gives us time to check the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard around the Southern League. And as always, you can plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. Lefty Martinez. The count goes down 1-1. Top of the sixth inning. Montgomery up 6-1 on the Tennessee Smokies. Everything else in a delay. 0-1 delivery. Misses low. And the count evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. Top of the eighth inning. In the resumption of a suspended game is delayed between Pensacola and Birmingham. 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss at a changeup. Count goes to 1-2. It's 15-3 Pensacola at the time of the delay. They'll hopefully get to play game two tonight. Dax Fulton scheduled to go in game two for Pensacola. Meanwhile, Chattanooga and the M Braves delayed. Was supposed to start at 6:35. Has not started yet. 1-2 pitch. Tips it into Cale's glove for strike 3. Fifth strikeout today for Myers, and he strikes out 2 to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Myers is retired, 10 straight. 4-0 Biloxi through 3.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys this summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0 over the Trash Pandas. Landon Marceau delivers the first pitch to Carlos Rodriguez, who bunts it up the third baseline. He's off to first, and it's an infield single off the bunt. Jeremiah Jackson, the third baseman, was playing way back, and Rodriguez dropped down the perfect bunt to get on. Shuckers have done it just about every way possible tonight. A tapper up the middle from Freddie Zamora to score 2 on a double. A home run from Xavier Warren. A couple of singles hard off the bat. And now a bunt single from Carlos Rodriguez. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. First pitch to Warren. Misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren smashed a home run off the scoreboard in the second inning. It was 101 miles an hour off the bat. He continues just a torrid series. He's 4-for-10, 3 homers, and he's driven in 9. Marceau delivers. Warren takes a strike on the inside corner. Fastball that comes in at 88. Count evens up 1-1. Good size leadoff first for Rodriguez. Marceau delivers. Warren fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Runner on with nobody out. Shuckers up 4-0 in the fourth. Marceau delivers. Warren lifts it in the air to short left. Harris runs out from short. Calabresi in from left. Calabresi makes the catch. First out of the inning and brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. By the way, a big hello to Cheryl Murray, Ethan's aunt, who's listening in tonight from Houston. As always, you can join the broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Marie walked back in the second inning. One out, runner on first. Marceau delivers. Marie chops it foul, third base side, all the way to the coach's box, right where third base coach Nick Stanley is standing. Tosses it to a horde of kids up the third baseline. Also a big hello to Kane, who's listening from Ocean Springs. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. It's been a good one so far. Shuckers up 4-0. Win tonight would clinch the series win. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low. And the count evens up. One ball and one strike. Shuckers four runs on six hits tonight. Little different than last night, where at one point they had nine runs on one hit in game two. The 1-1 delivery. Marek takes low and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Maiton holds Rodriguez at first. Shuckers do have a stolen base tonight. Back to first. Rodriguez back in time. And that's something where if you talk to anybody on this Shuckers team or anybody on the coaching staff, the ability to run is one of the most exciting parts about this Shuckers team. Second most steals in all of AA. 2-1 delivery. Marie takes low. Now goes to three balls and one strike. You got a guy like Tyler Black who entered today with 17 stolen bases on the year, most in the Southern League. Marceau's 3-1 delivery. Wave and a miss from Murray. Goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Rodriguez at first. Shuckers up 4-0. Marceau delivers. Murray taps it foul, third base side. And that same horde of kids that Stanley threw the ball to last time gets another ball. Stanley flips it to a young fan in the first row. And you can hear it, fan yelling, thank you. Went for it initially and deflected it back into play. The 3-2 pitch. Murray takes inside, ball four. Second time he's walked today. Dating back to game two of last night, he's been up to the plate five times. He's walked four of the five times. Puts runners on first and second with one away. Back to the top of the order on the switch hitting Noah Campbell, who stands in from the left side against the righty Marceau. Shuckers up 4-0, looking to add more. Marceau delivers. Campbell chops it foul into the stands on the first base side. The count goes to 0-1. Campbell's 1-for-2 today. Single back up the middle to lead off the Shuckers side of things in the first inning. Struck out in the second. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. One delivery misses away. Here the count goes to two balls and one strike. Campbell rocks the black New Balance cleats, bright white batting gloves, two-tone bat. The pitch to him. Popped up in the air. Out towards short right. Aguilar over towards the line. Settles under it. Makes the catch for the second out. Two on, two away. Brings up Jackson Churio for the third time today. He's one for two with a single and a strikeout. He's been sitting on 18 runs batted in for some time now. Hero tots up his mask and his gear to give the signs out to the infield. Ethan Murray at first, Carlos Rodriguez at second. 4-0, Shuckers over the Trash Pandas in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch to Churio. Watches the fastball in the outside corner. Called strike one. Marceau. Delivers home. Churio chops it back up the middle. Paris, the shortstop, over, grabs it. Flips it to DeSoto at second. And that ends the inning. Checkers don't get a run, but Talley hit. No errors. Two runners left on base. 4-0 after four. Tobias Myers back to the hill to start the fifth when we return. Luxy Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Guest selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
The pitch to Jackson, misses low in the dirt, gets by Kalen all the way to the backstop, flicks off his glove and hits about three quarters of the way up the netting. Count even at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery, misses up high, count goes to two balls and one strike. Myers has been excellent today. He's allowed one hit over four scoreless innings with five strikeouts. 2-1 delivery. Misses low when the count goes to three balls in one strike. He's also retired 10 in a row. If you remember back to that day game, that early education day game in Madison, Alabama, back on Wednesday, April 19th, that is when he finished off his outing and retired 15 in a row at that point. 3-1 delivery. Ground ball to second. Zamora backhands it up the middle. Fires to first. Good stretch from Warren. And a good job by Myers to get out of the way of it. First out of the inning. That one came off the bat at 108 miles an hour back up the middle. A good job to pirouette out of the way. Brings up the lefty, Ryan Aguilar. Aguilar's 0 for 1 today with a ground out to first. Myers delivers to the lefty. Curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. The 0-1 delivery misses low, and the count evens up. One ball and one strike. Myers, one of the leaders on this pitching staff. His 1-1 delivery fouled in and out of Cale's glove all the way to the backstop, and the count goes to 1-2. And it's impressive for Myers to be leaned on as a veteran for a guy who's just 24 years old. He was drafted out of high school, Winter Haven, Florida, in his seventh year of professional baseball. The 1-2 delivery, wave and a miss. Got him on a curveball. It's the sixth strikeout from Myers. He's now retired 12 straight. Brings up lefty David Calabresi. Two outs, nobody on. 4-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth inning. Myers delivers home. Fastball. Call strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up high. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Myers stares in. Picks up the leg and delivers home. Up and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Myers ready to go again. Delivers to Calabresi. Rope down the right field line. Tails foul. And the count evens up 2-2. Reminder, fans, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Six strikeouts today for Myers. Love to get his seventh right here. Calabresi back in from the left side. Myers delivers. Wave and a miss. Another 1-2-3 inning from Tobias Myers. He's retired 13 straight. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Halfway through in Biloxi. 4-0 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back to Biloxi. First pitch to Tyler Black. Misses down low from the righty Landon Marceau, and we're off and running here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Four runs on six hits. Marceau's 1-0 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. They've given their starter, Tobias Myers, about all the help he's needed. Myers, on the pitching side of things, has retired 13 straight. Pitch to the lefty Black. Hit high in the air, out to medium depth right center. Aguilar under it from right, makes the catch for the out. It's a skyscraper, set up in the air for a long time.
West Clark.
One out brings up the righty, West Clark. Shuckers got three of the four runs in the first inning. Two-run double from Freddie Zamora and a sac fly from Jefferson Caro. And a solo home run from Xavier Warren in the second. That's been it. Marceau delivers to Clark. Takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Marceau delivers home. Clark chops it on the ground to third. Couple hops to Jackson, the third baseman. Takes two steps, fires across the diamond to Maiton. Two up, two down. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora's had himself a great night. 2 for 2 with a single and a double. The first pitch to him is up and in from Marceau. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora doubled home 2 in the first inning. Now up to 20 RBIs on the year. Pitch home. Lifts this one. Deep to left and it's gone. It's a 3-hit game from Freddie Zamora. Make it 5 homers on the year and a 5-0 lead for the Biloxi Shuckers. .102 off the bat, 350 feet. Gives Nick Kale a high five on the way back to the dugout. And it's all Biloxi tonight, 5-0. He's up Nick Kale for the first time tonight. Came in as a defensive replacement for Jefferson Caro, who exited after fouling a ball off his knee. Marceau delivers home. Kale waves and misses. Count goes to 0-1. Kale still looking for his first hit on the year. He's had some tough luck. Hit it hard, but at people. The 0-1 delivery. Kale takes the curveball for strike 2. One of the big things for Kale is how much he's been a leader on this catching staff. The 0-2 delivery. Kale chops on the ground to short. Harris, the shortstop, grabs it, fires the first. It's wide. Maiton applies the tag. And that ends the inning. One run on one hit. A solo shot from Freddie Zamora. No errors and nobody left on base. 5-0 Shuckers after 5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The sixth inning. Tobias Myers goes back to work. This is the bottom two in the order. Shuckers lead it 5-0. Jacob Blake back with you here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Myers delivers home. Kevin Maiton in from the left side takes away. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 5-0. 5 runs on 7 hits while Myers has been brilliant on the hill. delivers to Maiton. Misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. He's retired 13 straight. One batter over the minimum. The 2-0 delivery. Chops it foul. First base side up towards the Shuckers bullpen. The count goes to 2-1. Myers works first base side of the rubber. Maiton 0-1. The pitch misses away. Count goes to three balls and one strike. Myers picks up the leg, fires it home. Called strike two on the outside corner. Good fastball from Myers. Leaves in at 92. Maiton takes a step out, collects himself. Now steps back in, very back of the left-handed box. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Myers comes home. Up and away, ball four, and the first batter reaches since the first inning. Maiton draws a walk, and it brings up the righty Bryce Teodosia. Shuckers up 5-0. Myers on the hill is cruising right now. First pitch to the righty, Teodosio. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Teodosio struck out swinging on a fastball back in the second inning. Myers comes home. Tips it into Cale's glove. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. The pitch count in good shape right now for Myers. That was just his 70th pitch. He's been able to get up around 90 pitches this year. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up high. And goes to two balls and one strike. Myers was the first Shuckers pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning last time out. Went 6 1/3 against Montgomery. Myers' 2-1 pitch lifted in the air foul. First base side out of play. Count even, two balls, two strikes. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Eighth strikeout for Myers. Eight strikeouts or more, and now four starts this year. One out. Brings up the righty Kyron Paris at the top of the order. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Myers has been terrific on the hill. And he delivers home. Curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. Myers sets and delivers. Curveball. Check swing. Check down to first does not go. And the count evens up 1-1. Macon Hammond's at first. Tom O'Neill, the third base umpire. And Joe McCarthy, the home plate umpire. The 1-1 delivery. Foul tip. Knocks off Cale and gets off McCarthy behind the plate. Count it, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch misses up high. Count it, two balls and two strikes. Eric Torres up in the bullpen for Rocket City. 2-2 pitch. Misses a high, and the count goes full. Luis Contreras is in the Shuckers bullpen. He's not stretching yet, but he's up and moving around a bit. Alongside Shuckers bullpen coach Josh Benz. Harris calls time and steps out. Myers is 3-2 pitch. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. Make it 9 strikeouts from Myers. Second most in a start this year for Myers. He tallied 11 in his first start of the year on opening night against the Embraves. Tonight, he's got 9. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. Levon Soto up with a man on. The first pitch. Curveball called strike 1. And Soto did not agree with the call. Says something to home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. Myers box. Went up to throw it home and looks like he just lost his footing on the mound. And now here comes the manager, Andy Schatzley, to talk with home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. This was the umpiring crew the Shuckers had last time they were in Rocket City a couple weeks ago. Schatzley was tossed out of the game. We saw 3 different members of the Rocket City coaching staff get thrown out in that series, including Schatzley during the Saturday doubleheader of that series. Man on second, 0-1 delivery. Misses away. Count evens up, 1-1. Schatzley right now, the third base coach for Rocket City. He's positioned about halfway up the third base line. Back towards the dugout. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Misses inside and check swing. Third base umpire Tom O'Neill says he does not go. He count at 2-1. Myers sitting at 9 strikeouts on the deck. He's tallied 4 double-digit strikeout starts in his career. Last time was opening day. The 2-1 delivery. Fouls it off. First base side trickles down towards the Shuckers bullpen. Count evens up 2-2. Soto gives himself a moment. Now steps back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Myers 1 strike away from his 5th career 10 strikeout game. Delivers home. Foul back, up and out of play. Smacks off the top of the press box. Stays at 2-2. Myers sets the belt. Big deep breath, checks around. Now the 2-2 pitch. Foul back. We'll do it again. Was the 85th pitch from Myers. His season high is 89. 88 in his last start and 6 1/3. Trying to work by Levon Soto from the left side. The 2-2 pitch. Got him! 10 strikeouts from Tobias Myers. What a night it's been from the right-hander. Strikes out 3 straight to end the inning. And works through 6 scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. Tobias has 10 punch outs. And we head to the bottom of the 6th inning. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball and the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Rodriguez leads it off for Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Eric Torres comes in, left-handed arm for Landon Marceau. Lefty-lefty matchup. The first pitch misses way outside. The count goes to 1-0. Marceau goes 5 innings, gives up 7 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and throws 82 pitches. Torres delivers. Called strike on the outside corner. Also allows 2 home runs. Solo shots to Xavier Warren and Freddy Zamora. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez stares at a slider off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. Misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 today. Reached on an infield single on a bunt about halfway up the third baseline. Jeremiah Jackson playing way back. Torres is 3-1 delivery. Called strike 2 on the outside corner. Torres works first base side of the rubber, delivers home. Misses away, and it's a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rodriguez reaches for the second time today. Brings up the switch inning. Xavier Warren gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
First pitch to Xavier Warren. Hold the strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. Warren, a switch hitter. Up from the right side, as we welcome you back to MGM Park. It's 5-0 Biloxi over Rocket City. Bottom of the sixth inning. Torres delivers. Warren takes up and away. Count evens up 1-1. Torres enters today to make his 9th appearance of the year. He's allowed 3 runs in 8 in the third innings, 9 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 167 against him. Rodriguez off first. Torres delivers. Rodriguez goes. Warren takes a strike. The throw to second. In time. And Rodriguez is tagged out by Soto. The throw was slow getting to the bag. But Soto slapped the tag on Rodriguez's backside. Shuckers caught stealing for the second time today. First out of the inning. And the count goes to 1-2. Pitch to the plate. Warren lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Warren has one of the 2 homers tonight from Biloxi. Homered to right off the scoreboard in the second inning. his third homer of the series. The 1-2 delivery. Takes inside and it hits him. A loud smack off the forearm. Takes his base. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. That one was a curveball that came in at 77 miles an hour. Now brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Four in at first, one out, bottom six, and the Sheckers lead it 5-0. The pitch to the plate. Murray fouls it off. It's Caro on the right thigh. Count goes 0-1. Caro takes a moment to stretch things out. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy walks a new ball to the mound. As a reminder, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Count at no balls and one strike to the righty Murray. He's 0-0 with two walks. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. 83-mile-an-hour slider off the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch to the plate. Murray takes Lohman inside. Count goes to 1-2. Torres sets. Now fires. Murray takes strike three on the outside corner. It's the first strikeout by Rocket City Pitching since Jackson Churio struck out swinging to end the second inning. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. 1-for-3 today with a single and a strikeout. Two outs, man on first. Shuckers lead it 5-0 here on the bottom of the sixth inning. Torres, the first pitch. Wave and a miss from Campbell. Count goes 0-1. It's the first time we've seen Campbell up from the right side tonight. Switch hitter, primarily bats from the left side. Pitch home. Misses low and inside. Pops out of Caro's glove. Warren off to second. The throw in time. And a Shuckers nab stealing for the second time this inning. Third time today. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the seventh. Tobias Myers is back in action after this. Return in a moment. This is Biloxi Sheckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
The next Brewers Stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Tobias Myers pitches into the seventh. It's 5-0 Biloxi. He's back out to face the switch hitting Edgar Caro. First pitch, dribbled on the ground right side of the infield. Freddie Zamora grabs it at second, flips it to Warren at first. Myers retires Caro for the first out of the seventh inning. Luis Contreras is getting warm in the Shuckers pen. Getting set to make his first appearance in a Shuckers uniform this year after getting transferred from Nashville at the beginning of the week. Myers delivers home, misses up and away to the lefty Orlando Martinez, and the count goes to 1-0. But there's no stopping this guy on the hill. 88 pitches, still going strong. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Myers' career high on the mound is 7 innings. Delivers to the plate. Chopped first base side off the railing. Count goes to 2-1. Last time Myers threw 7 innings in a game was back in 2018 as a member of the Bowling Green Hot Rods, which at that point was the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays in the Midwest League. 2-1 delivery. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes to 3-1. Did it against the West Michigan Whitecaps. It has been a long time. 3-1 delivery. Misses low, ball 4. And we'll see if manager Mike Guerrero pops out of the dugout. He does not. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson. So if Myers gets through this inning, that's the first time he'll have thrown 7 innings in a game since 2018. We're sitting here in 2023. Righty Jeremiah Jackson up. He's 0-2. Man on first. 1 away. Top 7. Delivers home. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Gives us chance to open up the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Myers delivers. Curveball called strike 2. Middle of the eighth inning, Carolina up on Fredericksburg 4-3. Nashville and Gwinnett top 6 tied at 2. And bottom 5, 10-5. Timber Rattlers over the Cubs from South Bend. And the Brewers up 2-0 after 3 against the Royals. 0-2 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. It was the 95th pitch from Myers. His career high in pitches is 100. Thrown back in 2019. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Count evens up 2-2. Contreras continues to get warm in the bullpen. Right-handed arm who was dominant in Biloxi last year. ERA under 3.5 as a relief arm. 2-2 delivery. Curveball fouled straight back up. Almost got into the visiting radio booth. Count stays at 2-2. Myers goes on to the 98th pitch of his night. Myers sets. Now steps off the rubber. The 2-2 pitch lifted foul. Behind home plate, out of play. Now stays at 2-2. On to the 99th pitch of the night from Myers. Through those 100 pitches back as a member of a team that no longer exists, the Charlotte Stone Crabs. Used to be the high A affiliate of the Rays in the Florida State League. The 2-2 pitch lifted in the air, out towards right. Rodriguez goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall, leaps, and it's off his glove and off the wall. Martinez moves up to second. That's all he's able to get to. Ball was hit so high, it looks like Rodriguez would be able to grab it. And because it was so high to right, Martinez able just to get to second. Jackson held to a single. And It's the second hit today. Puts runners in first and second. One away for the lefty Ryan Aguilar. And that ends the night for Tobias Myers. 99 pitches, 10 strikeouts, and 6 1/3 innings. For the 24-year-old, he just put together one of the best starts of his career. Walks off to a standing ovation. I'll be back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
As Luis Contreras comes on for the first appearance of his season in a Biloxi uniform. Faces the lefty Ryan Aguilar. Runners on first and second. His first pitch misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0 and 0 strikes. Contreras was transferred to Biloxi back on Tuesday after 7 appearances to start the year with Nashville. 2.53 ERA in 10 2/3 innings. 8 walks, 17 strikeouts. Faces the lefty Aguilar. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted down the right field line, foul. That evens up, 1-1 strike. Contreras last appeared a week ago with the Sounds in their series at St. Paul. Got the loss, allowed 2 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Inherits 2 here, 1-1 pitch, misses low, gets by Kale, and everybody moves up. Martinez to third, Jackson to second. Roll the wild pitch. Contreras, the guy who was a member of the Shuckers last year. Made 26 appearances in Biloxi. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Now goes to 2-2. That one blazed in at 91 from Contreras. ...26-year-old from Maracaibo in Venezuela. Contreras, deep breath. Now the 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him. Big strikeout from Contreras. 2 away. And it brings up David Calabresi from the left side. High spin fastball. Came in at 91 miles an hour. Runners on second and third. 2 away. 5-0 Shuckers. It brings up the lefty David Calabresi. Pitch from the righty Contreras. Curveball, called strike one. Calabrese 0-for-2 with a fly out and a strikeout. Just two hits tonight from the Trash Pandas. Calabrese steps out. Now steps back in. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens up, 1-1. The pitch home. Called strike two on the outside corner. Shuckers one strike away from getting out of things. And Contreras one strike away. From helping Myers get to 6 1/3 shutout innings. 1-2, 2 away. Runners on second and third. Contreras sets. Now delivers. Curveball misses low and the count evens up. 2-2. Contreras set again. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss. A beautiful pitch from Contreras ends the inning. Calabrese waves over the top of it. Contreras comes in with 2 on and 1 away and strikes out both batters he faces. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 5-0 Shuckers through 6.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For Biloxi, first pitch home. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Ben Joyce on the hill for Rocket City, the flame-throwing right-hander. Campbell in from the left side. The pitch up and in at 98. And the count goes to 2-0. The Shuckers lead it big. It's 5-0. 5 runs on 7 hits. Joyce delivers home. Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 3-0. Joyce in to relieve Eric Torres, who's done after an inning. Joyce, the righty, delivers. This is down low and inside, 101 miles an hour. And it's a leadoff walk. It was a fun battle last time these two guys faced each other. Jackson Churio at the plate, Ben Joyce on the hill. Last time they faced each other, that was the Sunday game of the series between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Churio won the battle. First pitch. Waves by a 91-mile-an-hour slider, and the count goes 0-1. Churio won the battle with a bases clearing, three RBI double down the left field line. Joyce delivers home, misses away, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. By the way, final line for Torres. Goes an inning, no runs, no hits, one walk, one strikeout. Joyce delivers. Churio takes away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. That one at 100 miles an hour. Joyce this year makes his ninth appearance. He's allowed four earned runs, eight overall in eight and a third innings. 10 walks, 13 strikeouts. That's been the tough part for Joyce throughout his career. 2-1 delivery. Churio lives this one in the air to right. Aguilar goes back to the track, to the wall, and it's gone! Churio wins the battle again! 2-for-2 against Joyce this year. Two extra base hits, this time a homer, and it's 7-0. 105 off the bat, 347 feet. Crosses home, big high five to Tyler Black and Noah Campbell. His fourth home run of the year, 19th and 20th runs driven in, and the Shuckers break it open. It's 7-0. Tyler Black now stands in. First pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. That one got up and out in a hurry. Joyce delivers. Black takes away. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Black takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Well, when someone like Joyce throws 100-plus, it supplies the power. Pitch home to Black. Tips it into Caro's glove, and the count evens up 2-2. So when you make good contact, like Churio did, it gets out in a hurry. By the way, that home run for Churio, that was the first home run since the first homestand of the season against Pensacola. 2-2 pitch. Black lives this one in the air down the left field line. Calabresi back into foul territory, and the ball drops down over the wall, but left to the left field foul pole. Count stays even at 2-2. Stands back in. Two balls and two strikes against the flamethrower Ben Joyce in the bottom of the seventh inning. Joyce delivers. Black takes up and away, and the count goes full. That one blazed in at 101. Pitch home. Black lives this one foul. Hard, but foul on the left field side. Count stays at 3-2. Joyce delivers the 3-2 pitch. Black takes strike three, top of the zone. Peter at 99 miles an hour. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty West Park. One out, nobody on. Shuckers have two already in the inning. Lead it 7-0. The first pitch, Clark takes a curveball for strike one on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch, Clark takes low, changeup at 89, and the count evens up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Clark waves and misses. 102-mile-an-hour fastball. Clark calls time and steps out. Joyce delivers home. Clark takes away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Joyce hoists the righty, delivers to the righty Clark. Clark takes away, gets by Caro. Check to first in the check swing. They say he does not go. The 3-2 pitch. Clark waves and misses. 101 mile an hour fastball. Clark falls to 0 for 4 on the day and brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. The spotlight's been on Tobias Myers tonight on the pitching side of things for his masterful start. 6 1/3 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts. Freddie Zamora has a chance to make history here for the Shuckers. A triple away from the first cycle in Shuckers history. The first pitch is a curveball for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora takes inside and the count goes to 0-2. That one plays in at 102 miles an hour. The pitch home. Zamora fouls it back, stays alive. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch to Zamora. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Joyce delivers. Misses low and away, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyce delivers. Zamora takes away, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Zamora is 3 for 3, and he's driven in 3 tonight. The payoff pitch. Zamora takes strike 3 on the outside corner. 101 miles an hour. After the Churio homer, Zamora, part of 3 straight strikeouts from Ben Joyce. In the inning, 2 runs on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the 8th. Shuckers lead it 7-0. Contreras back on the mound when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Been all week long, up 7-0. Luis Contreras delivers home. It's called strike one on the outside corner. Contreras, a deep breath from the hill, now fires. Misses up and away, and the count evens up, 1 ball, 1 strike. Contreras, stranded 2 in the 7th. Pitch home. wave and a miss from Maiton. Count goes to 1-2. And by stranding two, they were both inherited runners. Tobias Myers' line finalizes, goes 6 1/3, gives up two hits, no runs, two walks, 10 strikeouts, and throws 99 pitches, one away from tying his career high, and two outs away from tying his career high in innings for the first time since 2018. 1-2 delivery to the lefty, Maiton. Wave and a miss. Contreras has faced three batters. He struck out each and every one of them. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. One out. It brings up the righty, Bryce Teodosio. Contreras, deep breath, delivers to the righty, Teodosio. Waves and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count goes to 0-1. Contreras' 0-1 pitch. Curveball, spins it on the outside corner. A beautiful pitch. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. That one came in at 78 miles an hour. Contreras, deep breath, fires to the plate. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Four batters, four strikeouts for Contreras. How about that? Welcome back to Biloxi. Kyron Paris back to the top of the order. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the eighth inning, and the Shuckers lead it 7-0. The pitch home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Contreras peers in. Now comes set at the belt. Kale sends up inside. The pitch home. Misses low. And the count evens up, 1-1. Contreras sets. Fires home. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. That's a big league curveball right there from Luis Contreras, and nobody can figure out how to hit it. The 12-6 curve that comes in at around 77, 78 miles an hour. A lot of spin to it. 1-2 delivery. Ground ball back up the middle. Shoots off his glove. Deflects to the right towards right. Zamora stops it. Goes as a single for Kyron Paris, as he now reaches base in the 25th consecutive game. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Levon Soto. That was one of those situations where Contreras trying to field that ball was almost part of the reason why he's still on the mound right now and not the third out of the inning. Soto a fast, Paris a fast guy though, so do everything you can to keep it in front. Contreras delivers, and it's lifted foul off the bat of the lefty, Levon Soto. Count goes to 0-1. As always, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 delivery. Soto takes a curveball low. Count evens up, 1-1. Randy Contreras sets, four strikeouts. He's retired four batters. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Contreras kicks and fires. Chopped into the Shuckers dugout. Count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Contreras sets the belt, delivers home. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes full. Harris at first. It's 7-0 Biloxi here in the top of the eighth inning. The 3-2 pitch, runner off to second, pitch lifted, foul. Third base side out of play, and the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Pyrus off first, Harris off first, Soto at the plate. Contreras delivers home. Runner goes. Curveball misses up high. And after the single from Paris, it's a walk to Soto. With runners in first and second for the switch hitting Edgar Cara. Nick Cale comes out to talk to Contreras. Brings in the third baseman, Tyler Black. Cale walks back behind the plate. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. And oh my, it is the bottom of the eighth inning. The page just loaded. Pensacola is up 21-3 in game one of a doubleheader against Birmingham. They scored 11 runs at the top of the eighth inning. 21 runs on 15 hits. First pitch, the switch in Caro. Line foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Caro's in from the left-handed batter's box. 1-for-3 today. Elsewhere around the Southern League, final between Montgomery and Tennessee. Biscuits win it 6-5 now, 15-16 on the year. Time called. Contreras steps off. Meanwhile, the M-Braves in Chattanooga, a series that's been hard hit by rain, canceled tonight, and will not make it up. The 0-1 delivery misses up high, and the count evens up, 1-1. Soto at first, Paris at second, it's 7-0 Biloxi. Contreras delivers home. Fastball, called strike on the inside corner. That goes to 1-2. Count at 1-2. Contreras sets runners on first and second. The pitch home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Got it with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Five outs, five strikeouts from Contreras. No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through 7.5, and it's 7-0 Biloxi. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Biloxi, bottom of the eighth inning, back at MGM Park. Shuckers lead it 7-0 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. First pitch from the righty, Luke Murphy misses up and in. Count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Luke Murphy is on the hill in relief of Ben Joyce. Joyce lasts just an inning. Murphy delivers. Gale tips it into Caro's glove, and the count evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyce allowed one hit, a 2-run homer. Jackson Churio, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and 29 pitches. The righty Murphy delivers home. Gale lifts it up in the air, foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy makes his 7th appearance of the year. Has allowed 1 run in 4 2/3 innings. The 1-2 delivery. Gale takes away. Count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy sets, delivers to Kale, fouls it back, up and out of play, behind home plate, count it 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, Kale lifts it in the air towards right, Aguilar stands under it and makes the catch, first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. 1-for-2 today with a single and a walk. Shuckers lead it 7-0. 1 out, bottom of the 8th inning. Looking like they're well on their way to their 5th straight win. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. A win today for Biloxi would also clinch the series win over Rocket City. It'd be their 3rd series win of the year. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez laces it foul. Behind home plate, now to play. Now evens up 1-1. Murphy's 1-1 pitch is lifted in the air to left, and it's down for a base hit. One hop to Cal Labrese. Rodriguez rounds first. A guy who entered today hitting .333 against Rocket City, 8-for-24. Adds 2 hits to the total. Brings up Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side. By the way, for Rodriguez, his 7th multi-hit game of the year. Warren in from the left side. 1-for-2 today. Man on first, 1 away. Pitch for Murphy. Misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren was hit last time up. Solo shot in the 2nd inning, part of 3 Shuckers home runs today. The righty Murphy checks back to first. There's nobody there. He sails it off the railing, bounces up the right field line. Rodriguez rounds 2nd. He gets him to 3rd easily. Miscommunication and a big time error. First error by either side. He went to throw over to first. He thought Kevin Maiton was there. And Kevin Maiton was not there. Puts a man on 3rd. Count at 1 ball and no strikes in the switch inning, Warren. Tucker's already up 7-0. Chance for an 8th run 90 feet away. Pitch home. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch home. Warren lifts it in the air towards short left center field. Paris, the shortstop, under it. Actually, back now onto the infield dirt. Makes the catch. 2nd out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Harold Chirino's up in the Shuckers bullpen. a good sight to see. Chirino was just activated off the injured list yesterday. He's had a terrific start to the year. Hasn't allowed a run. Ethan Murray comes up. The first pitch misses high. And the count goes to 1-0. Murray's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and two walks. Murphy delivers, misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez at third, two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Checkers lead the Trash Pandas 7-0. Pitch home. Fastball called strike two with the letters. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Murphy's 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Second looking strikeout in as many at-bats for Murray. And it ends the inning. Shuckers don't get a run, but sadly one hit, one error, one runner left on base. And either way, run or not, they lead by 7. Harold Chirino in to try and close this thing out. We head to the top of the ninth inning. 7-0 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Now in the street there is violence and lots of work to do.
Top of the ninth inning, it's 7-0 Biloxi over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. David Blake back with you from MGM Park. Luis Contreras done after an inning and two-thirds of great pitching on the hill. Retires five batters, strikes out every one of them, and gives way to the righty Harold Chirino. His first pitch back from the injured list is a called strike one and a curveball to the lefty Orlando Martinez. Chirino this year has been terrific. 10 scoreless innings, one walk, 17 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch misses inside. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Martinez at the plate, 0-for-2, two strikeouts and a walk. Chirino's 1-1 pitch, lifted in the air, out towards left. Campbell retreats back towards the warning track, and it's off the wall. Deflects back into his glove. Martinez into second with a stand-up double to lead off the inning. Hard off the bat. Brings up the righty, Jeremiah Jackson. 98 miles an hour off the bat. Hit it 336 feet. Probably needed 337 to get it over the wall. Huh. Brings up the righty, Jeremiah Jackson. Righties is where Chirinos made his hay this year. Righties are 2-for-17 against him. First pitch, curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. Bent in at 83 miles an hour. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball foul. Third base side, and the count goes 0-2. Chirino fires. Curveball goes around. And Jackson strikes out. Bit of a delayed reaction from Jackson. It's a strikeout for Chirino, his 18th of the year. The 16th tonight from Shucker's pitching. Pitch home. Wave and a miss, top of the zone. Count goes 0-1. Chirino sets. Man on second, one away. Pitch home. Curveball misses low. And the count evens up, 1-1. Ryan Aguilar, 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out twice. Once on a curve, another on a fastball, both swinging. Shuckers lead it 7-0, trying to cap off what would be the 19th win of the year. Pitch home, curveball, called strike two on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes, one away. Top of the ninth inning, Chirino trying to work through Aguilar. Man on second. Delivers home. Lifted foul. Up and out of play. Behind home plate. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens, 2-2. Chirino last appeared on April 30th against the Embrays before going on the injured list. That was part of that Sunday series finale where the Shuckers retired the last 15 batters. He retired 3 of the 15. 2 strikeouts and a scoreless inning. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. A beautiful curveball. Aguilar fanned through it. 17 strikeouts from the Shuckers pitching staff. Brings up the left-handed hitting. David Calabresi is the final hope for Rocket City. Man at second. Shuckers lead it 7-0. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Chirino trying to close it out. First pitch. Curveball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. It's a heavy dosage of curveballs from Chirino. And it's working well. Calabresi's 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Chirino's 1-0 delivery. Curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. Chirino sends it the letters. Now delivers. Curveball, called strike two. Reason why he's using the curveball so much is that thing's been deadly tonight. 1-2-2. In front of over 3,000 fans here at MGM Park. Chirino toes the rubber from the first base side. One pitch away from the 19th Shuckers win of the year. Delivers home. Foul back. We'll do it again. Shuckers team trying to win their 5th straight. It'd be their longest win streak of the season. One ball, two strikes, two away. Chirino sets, kicks, and fires. Curveball fouled off again. This time smacks off the time clock. Catches the Shuckers dugout. The count stays at 1-2. Good crowd here on a Friday night. Most of them have stayed throughout the entirety of the game. Fireworks to come post-game. Shuckers lead it 7-0, top of the ninth inning. Chirino delivers home. Curveball misses away, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chirino delivers, curveball, fouls it back off home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. And the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers have recorded 12 of the last 13 outs via the strikeout. The staff's been incredible tonight. The lineup's been electric, 3 home runs, including 1, a 2-run shot. From baseball's top prospect, Jackson Chirino. Chirino stares in at the hill. Comes set. Runner off second. The 2-2 pitch. Lifted in the air, out towards right. A lazy fly ball. Rodriguez under it. Makes the catch, and the Shuckers win their 5th game in a row. They've taken each of the first 4 games in the series. This one, 7-0. They've shut out Rocket City in 2 of their last 3 games. And on top of all of that, they sit at 19-12 on the season. Handshakes up and down the line for Biloxi. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for Rocket City. The Shuckers get their 5th shutout of the year. And when we come back, David Blackwell will be alongside today's player of the game for the Shuckers. It's a big 7-0 final. We're back with postgame after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. The Shuckers shut out Rocket City for the 2nd time in 3 games and improved to 19-12 on the season. David Blake back with you as we get set to go here with the postgame show. David Blackwell will be joined by Tobias Myers down on the field. Tonight's star player of the game. 6 1/3 shutout innings during his 3rd win of the season. Walks 2 and strikes out 10 on 99 pitches. and gets set to go with David Blackwell as tonight's player of the game. For the Shuckers, 7 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. For the Trash Pandas, no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Shuckers improve to 19-12, and the man responsible for a lot of the strikeouts, Tobias Myers, alongside David Blackwell.
How about doing it with this offense who just keeps scoring runs for you guys and in front of this crowd? How about that? That's why I stand to the side right here so I can see you coming. How about this crowd, man?
It's absolutely amazing. You guys bring the energy, makes it easy on us, for sure. So offense comes out and scores 7 for you, makes everything easy.
Ready to watch some fireworks? All right, back to you, Mr. Javik Blake.
Well, thanks so much, David. A big-time win for the Biloxi Shuckers. 7 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for the Trash Pandas. No runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. We'll be going with fireworks here in a moment. You hear the crowd noise go down a little bit. When you start hearing pops, that is the fireworks show that gets started in just a couple of minutes. The Shuckers win it big. And Tobias Myers, a massive part of that. 6 in the third innings to get his third win of the year. No runs on 2 hits. Walks 2 and strikes out 10. While on the other side, Landon Marceau gets tagged with the loss. Goes 5 innings. Gives up 5 runs on 7 hits. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Tonight's fireworks show presented by Florco, and a beautiful fireworks display right now illuminating the sky over center field here in Biloxi. So let's get to the Brewers organization. Big night around both. We'll get to what's happening in Birmingham between the Barons and Pensacola. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome to the grand finale of the fireworks show here at MGM Park. Javik Blake back with you as we wrap things up here on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers win big. Fireworks during the game and fireworks after the game. A Couple more things to wrap things up here on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers win it 7-0. They improve to 19-12 on the year. They've won five straight against. They've won five straight after today. They've now won seven in a row against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The Trash Pandas fall to 14-17. They've lost eight of their last 10. Tobias Myers gets the win, improves to 3-0 after six in the third scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. Landon Marceau falls to 2-3, gets tagged with the loss after he lost five runs in five innings. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. As always, you can get your trip booked today at visitowa.com. Top of the ninth inning in Birmingham. That is game one of a doubleheader. They were scheduled to finish up game one that started yesterday and finish up with game two. Well, game one's not done yet. Pensacola up 21-5, 21 runs on 15 hits after a delay in the middle innings. One other game final around the week, 6-5 Montgomery over the Tennessee Smokies. Montgomery at 15-16, the Smokies at 18-13. The one other game that was going to be in action tonight was the Chattanooga Lookouts and the Mississippi Braves. The M-Braves and the Lookouts canceled the game due to rain. It will not be made up. And the M-Braves and the Lookouts will each play 137 games in the 2023 season. Meanwhile, in Biloxi, they win it 7-0. And Pensacola just texted on another one. 22 runs on 17 hits. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Brewers organizational scoreboard update. One other game final. Carolina up 6-3 on the Fredericksburg Nationals. Carolina now 17-12 on the year. Top of the ninth inning. Tim Rattler's looking to win their second in a row. They lead the South Bend Cubs 10-6. Also in the top of the ninth inning, Nashville hoping to hold the Gwinnett Stripers at bay before walking off themselves in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gwinnett leads it 4-3. Nashville looking to get their 20th win on the season. Meanwhile, at the big league level, the Milwaukee Brewers lead the Kansas City Royals 3-0, two outs in the top of the seventh inning from American Family Field in Milwaukee. Here, Shuckers win it 7-0. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of 3,296 fans here at MGM Park. Winning pitcher tonight, Tobias Myers. The losing pitcher is Landon Marceau, who drops to 2-3. Brandon Kinnear gets the start tomorrow for Biloxi. 0-1 with an 8.68 ERA, but the left-hander had a good appearance last time out in the series finale against Montgomery. That is a 6:05 first pitch. Make sure to arrive at the ballpark early if you're coming out, as the Shuckers are giving away 1,000 replica jerseys to the first 1,000 fans presented by the Mississippi Forestry Commissions. If you're not able to make it, join us on the radio side of things, 5:50 with pregame 6:05 first pitch. The Shuckers and the Trash Pandas, the MILB free game of the day, shown free on the MLB Pipeline website, Biloxi Shuckers and the Trash Pandas website, Brewers.com, Angels.com, and everywhere you can find Major League Baseball. The Shuckers and the Trash Pandas will be shown free tomorrow as the free game of the day. But the final score tonight, Biloxi Shuckers 7, Rocket City Trash Pandas nothing. The Shuckers now at 19-12. They've won 5 in a row. They'll go for 6 in a row tomorrow. And one other big thing to mention before we go, manager Mike Guerrero sits at 1,399 career wins. A win tomorrow means 1,400 in the illustrious career for Mike Guerrero. That'll do it for us tonight. Make sure to join us 5:50 with pregame tomorrow before first pitch at 6:05. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
This is Cruise and WGCM. Let's cruise, baby!
Tells me I'm wrong to want you so badly. But there's a force driving me on. I'd follow it gladly. So let them laugh, I don't care. 'Cause I got nothing to hide. All that I want is you by my side. Bend me, shape me.
Cruisin' 24-7. That's why we're here. You found it. Cruisin' WGCM.
If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you, anyway.
Be
one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movies. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? It made us feel like dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing. Hey, baby! It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movies. Hey, baby!
called himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long,
long. Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home.
Let's go!
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna stay.